It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad you're here. Oh, let's see who's at the door. Oh, it's Joe Negri. Come in, Joe.
Hi, friend.
Glad
How
to
are
see
you.
You. Fine, thanks.
I just dropped by to tell you that we already sold your ukulele.
Oh, who got it?
A boy bought it for his sister. She wanted to learn how to play.
Well, I'm glad somebody can use it.
Well, here's your share of the money that we got for it. I keep 15% on that, you know.
I know.
Would you stop by the store a little later if you get a chance? But there's some very interesting people over there.
I'd be glad to. When should we come?
Well, I've got another errand to run, so in about 15 minutes.
15 minutes is fine.
Okay.
See
Thank
you then. Thank you, Joe.
Bye, Fred.
See you over at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. So, interesting people at Negri's Music Shop. Well, we'll go in 15 minutes. These are things I'd like to show you. Come to the kitchen. I want to do some printing. I need some food coloring and some paper. Here's some food coloring. Some paper. Now, you can print with a pen or pencil, make letters, numbers, but you can also print with things like this. This is the end of a carrot. See? The end of a carrot. And this is the end of an onion. See the end of it there? Now, if I just put some food coloring on here, and do some printing. Let's see what kind of a design this makes on the paper. See? 5 marks from the end of the carrot. Okay, let's see the design that the onion makes. Bigger, aren't they? Just 3 of those. 5 of the carrot and 3 of the onion. Now, don't look, and I'm going to put either a carrot or an onion mark down here on the paper, and you tell me which one it is, all right? Okay. Not quite dark enough. Now look. Carrot, wasn't it? I think I'll just make some other marks with these on the paper, get different designs with it. Draw with them. That for wrapping paper or something. Takes a long time for a carrot to grow and a long time for an onion to grow. Sometimes it's very hard to wait for things. Takes a long time for people to grow too. Sure. Why don't we have some make-believe about being hard to wait? Okay? Get the factory and the castle. Let's make believe that Cornflake especially and X the Owl are working on that rocking throne for King Friday. All right? And let's pretend that X wants it all to hurry up, get finished. He wants that rocking throne to be finished in a hurry. Okay? The neighborhood of make-believe.
Corny?
Yes?
Is it finished yet?
Not quite, X. You've been quite a help to me. Now, just a little bit. Soon as I get this upholstery fixed here, just tucked in.
Boy, I can hardly wait to take this over to the king.
There. I think it's finished.
Oh, boy, we can take it over now, can't we?
Well, we have to have a throne box. I mean, that's the proper way to deliver a throne. Handyman Negri's bringing one over.
Oh, I think I'll go and see if I can help him. I really want to get this going.
All right, then, X. This will be just fine. Oh, Handyman.
Hi, so Corny.
Soon. Hi.
Well, here's the box, fellas. Let's just double check and make sure the chair fits.
Yes, okay. Try it.
All right.
Perfect fit. Good.
Perfect fit.
Did you figure out something for the platform rocker part?
Yes, I did, Corny. I have.
Good.
I have it right here.
What a help you are.
This part. Let's just tuck it in there. Now you see the rocker go right there. And.
Why?
What do you think?
Why, that's perfectly marvelous. That just sits right on the platform and back and forth it goes. One question, Handy.
What is it, Corn?
Well, you're handy and all. Do you think it could be even better if it had some decorations on it?
Decorations, huh? Well, he is a king. Yes. How do you feel? Do you want decorations on it?
Yes, I really do. I'd like something to be embroidered. I think it's something right here and right here.
Hey, have you asked Miss Polificate? I mean, that's one of her hobbies.
Well, I haven't. That'd be a great idea.
Well, I'll be happy to ask her for you.
Oh, splendid.
Thank you very much,
Andy.
See you later.
You're such a help. Oh, that would be lovely.
Hey, he's not over at the castle. I couldn't find him at all. I didn't see him with a box or anything.
But he's already been here, X. He brought the box, and it fits, and, oh, it's just great. He has such good ideas.
Well, then, we can just take it right over to the king.
We're not going to take it right yet, X.
We're not? Why not?
Well, I've decided to have some decorations put on this rocking throne.
Decorations? But you said we were taking it now. You said we were finished.
Well, I just changed my mind.
Oh, darn.
Corny!
Sis, I hear about you wanting some needlepoint for a rocking throne.
Well, I just want it to be fancy for the king. I mean, what about something for the back and the seat? Don't you think that'd be nice?
It would, but it would take a bit of time.
How long?
Oh, several days.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, X?
We'll never get this thing to King Friday.
Nonsense. But as a matter of fact, I have a couple pieces here. I was planning to make a glasses case, if you like it. Corny, maybe we could make it work.
Hey, that looks beautiful. Try it here.
No.
Try it here.
Oh, it might be perfect there.
That'd be good. Yeah, it's soft and, oh, boy, that's nice design on.
And I have another piece that I was just working on.
Let me see.
Perhaps if I did a bit more work, it would work for the back.
Let's try. Oh, it
yes,
looks
it
as
would.
If it might. Oh, good. That'll be just fine, Miss Polificate.
How long, Miss Polificate, would that little bit of extra take?
Well, a little time, because I'd like to do it well if it's for the king.
I want it to be the best possible chair for the king, X, and hurrying won't make it happen.
Oh, I just hate to wait.
Well, I want it to be right, and I'm going to go inside and do something else while I wait.
Oh, Corny.
Yes?
Do you mind if I use this rocker?
Oh, certainly. That's a people chair. Go right ahead.
Well, X, you can just sit and watch me while I work.
I was just sure we were going to get this rocking throne over to King Friday. Right hurry. I mean, there we were, finishing up, and then decoration. Has to be decorated. Something on the back, something on the seat. Never get it there, we'll never get it there. Miss Polificate?
Yes, X.
How long is a little while?
Oh, it's like pretty soon.
Well, how long is pretty soon?
Oh, it's less than an hour and more than a minute.
Oh, fiddle. I hate to wait. I just don't like this at all. Okay, Miss Polificate, is it ready yet?
Not yet, X.
It'll never be finished.
Okay, X.
Oh.
All done. Do you want to get Cornflake and tell him?
Oh, great. Okay. Corny.
Yes?
All done.
Oh, let me see.
I think we can just put that on there.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
That really looks fancy, Miss Polificate. Oh, boy, that's beautiful.
Well, it took long enough.
You're so angry for, X.
Oh, because it took too long.
Well, how long did it take?
I don't know, about 14 and a half at least.
And how long do you think the king's going to use it?
Oh, I don't know.
Probably for many years.
Well, I wanted to see what King Friday would say about it.
X, did you want to hear King Friday say what a good job you did?
Maybe.
Well, suppose we take it over now and see what he has to say.
Okay. I'll go with Corny and meet you at the castle.
Can you put it in the
box? I'll pack it up.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Thank you. Oh, come on, Corny. Let's go right away. I took the shortcut, Corny. Oh, you got it. Oh, here it comes. Rocking throne makers, I presume? Correct as always.
As usual, King Friday.
It took a long while to make that throne. I'll say it did.
We wanted it to be the best possible rocking throne, King Friday.
Well, I'll be the judge of that, Mr. Peschelu. Oh, my, what a splendid chair. And a platform rocker at that.
Do you really like it, King Friday?
Oh, it's excellent. But what is all that decoration there? Did you take time to make what I didn't even ask for?
But, Your Highness,
it's excellent. If there's one thing I like, it's subjects who take time to make such things well.
Oh, thank you, King Friday. X the Owl helped me to build it.
I like the way you're growing, X. Thanks, King Friday. Growing takes a long time, you know. It sure does. All good growing things take
time. Why don't you all come inside for some refreshment? Bring my rocking throne, won't you, Miss Polificate? Oh, well, he really likes it. Let's come along.
All good growing things take time, King Friday said. Well, that's true, but it still is very hard to wait. Fish some food. There you are, fish. Let's see what time it is. Oh, it's about time to go over to Negri's. Will you come with me and see who the interesting people are at Negri's Music Shop? Come along. Debbie Neal?
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
Joe stopped by my place a little while ago and said that there were some interesting people here.
And that they are. I just came out. You don't want to miss this. Go right in.
Okay, thanks very much.
Hello.
Let me do this, okay?
Okay.
Hi, Fred. Oh, pull up a chair, Fred. This is really fascinating.
This is one way of talking in Nigeria, of communicating with the drums. I'd like you to meet Shoba, Fred Rogers, and this is Femi, Fred Rogers.
How are you?
Well, I'm just great. I'm interested to hear what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, in Nigeria, they can carry on a conversation or talk with the drum.
And this is something you learn from the youth.
From the time you're very little.
From the time you're very...
You learn on a drum like this, which is one that the children would learn on.
I see.
I'll show you how we teach kids.
Okay.
Okay. He has to start from first, single rhythm and up and on. Okay. When the child is a little bit older, you make a more complicated rhythm, like. I tell him to stop with my drum.
How did you do that?
Otto.
Otto.
Okay, he makes a more complicated rhythm, like.
Is hollowed out, and then the strings or the rope that you see on the side, when he squeezes it, it puts pressure on the head of the drum, and it causes the tone to change.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah.
And you can actually say such things as hello.
Sure, no magic. Hello. For instance, if you want to say hello in the language, it will sound like this.
Hello.
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 So you can say on the drum what you would say with your mouth.
Yeah, I don't need the mouth when I have the drum. Okay, like I want to ask him something like. If I want to ask him a question like, you want to eat, for instance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can ask him with the drum. I don't need my mouth. I can be talking and be walking at the same time.
She will fed jam.
She will fed jam.
Do you want to eat?
You want to eat.
Yeah.
And you speak it in almost the same musical tones as the drums play.
Yeah. Well, the language is tonal.
It is tonal.
Yeah.
If you don't believe this, we can send Femi out out of the room, and we can do whatever we want in his absence. When he comes back, I'll tell him with the drum.
That would be a great idea.
You tell him what
you
have done.
Yeah.
Would you do that,
Femi? Oh, sure. That's fine with me. Why don't you hold my drum for me,
please? Hold it, sure.
This way?
Right out the door where Debbie is. Okay.
Can he hear us talk?
No.
Oh, he cannot.
He cannot.
Okay, now what I want us to do is to hide something while he's gone. When he comes back, I'll tell him to go and find the thing, whatever way he's hidden.
You'll tell him with the drum?
Yeah, I'll tell him with the drum, not with my mouth. It's not magic, you know. It's direct communication.
Yeah.
Do you have something?
You have something to hide?
You have a piece of paper or something.
A handkerchief?
Pencil would be good. Okay.
Okay. Suppose we had something bigger, which would not be easy for him to see, but at least...
That's a good idea.
Will you use this? All right. Yeah. Where will I put it?
Yeah, I don't care.
You can put it anywhere.
You decide, Fred. You decide where you want to hide it.
Could I lift this up?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I put that under there?
That's right.
Oh, that looks funny like that. He might guess there. I'll put it behind.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
All right.
Should I go get him?
Don't go. I'll call him with the drum.
Oh, good.
Don't go. How does that look?
Well, it looks like magic.
It's not magic, but you know one thing?
What?
Of course, it's an obvious point. This drum does not speak English.
We didn't hear that. In our language.
So, you know, this is the way it was.
What were some of the words that you said on the drum to hear?
On the drum?
Yeah.
I said, Omo Fasanya. Omo Fasanya.
Fasanya.
That is the son of Fasanya. I'll call him. It's Fasanya.
Yeah.
But Fasanya is his surname. So I'm a Fasanya son. And then Fasanya. I told him, somebody hid something for you. Go and find it. And it can't fit in. And then on and on, I told him the thing is hidden behind a box, you know. Yeah. So
could I try?
Let me put that on you.
Yeah, you can try.
You wear it on your shoulder like that. And
you can try. Squeeze it.
Yeah, you squeeze
if you don't squeeze it, there'll be no sound from it. That's good, Fred. That's good for a beginner, Fred. That's
very
good.
Thank you very much.
That's very good.
Gee, that is really fun.
Do you have to leave?
I must go.
Can you say goodbye, Shoma?
How do you say goodbye?
Odabo.
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 Well, Odabo to you, and I hope to see you all again.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Odabo.
Good. Odabo.
Okay, thank you. Odabo.
Odabo.
Odabo, that means goodbye.
Oh, wow.
Aren't they great?
Oh, fantastic.
Can you imagine being able to talk like that? Hi. Have a good day.
Bye.
Goodbye. Odabo. 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 Is that great how they play those drums? Able to make them talk? Do you remember how they said the word hello in Nigerian? Baleo. Baleo. See, that's one way of communicating. You can talk and play the drums. Other ways of telling people how you feel or what you're thinking. Well, crying, dancing, laughing, screaming, all kinds of ways. Sure, I better put the... Well, printing, writing is another way. The carrot and the onion away. I think I'll just take that with me. Put the food coloring away for another day. I like you no matter what you're communicating. Yeah. Bye, fish. Time for me to go. I'll be thinking about you this weekend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. A special week, sure. By just your being yourself. I like you just the way you are. Odavo. Can you say that? Odavo. I'll be back next week.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.